I finally feel like I have space to focus on my nutrition. Like, I've tried tracking, I've done calories, I've done carbs and like keto stuff. I didn't know what macronutrients were literally until I started reading, and I didn't Google it. We always talked about macros and micros. I thought it was so complicated. And it's like, oh, it's made up of three things: fats, protein, and carbohydrates. Welcome to Rockstar Mindset. My name is Jessica Thompson. I go by Rockstar. I'm an Air Force veteran, an entrepreneur, a mother, and a wife. On this show, I share personal stories and life experiences that will help you bring out your inner rockstar. What is a rockstar, you ask? A rockstar is someone that inspires others and that is a symbol of light in a world full of darkness. If you're looking to level up, and as I say, life better, then this is a show for you. Check it out. I wanted to start this series about nutrition on here and share with everyone because I've been on this like weight loss, find yourself fitness journey for 10 years, right? Like, I had my surgery 10 years ago, and all I've ever been doing is trying to get skinny. Or what my perception of skinny was. It wasn't, hey, how's your journey going? Are you healthy? You know, or where are you at? It's, what's the number? And so putting the self-love and the connection and everything that I've been working on into me, I finally feel like I have space to focus on my nutrition because I really don't like failure. We don't like failure, surprise. And I wasn't like, I've tried tracking, I've done calories, I've done carbs and like keto stuff, but I never, okay, transparency. I didn't know what macronutrients were literally until I started reading, and I didn't Google it. We always talked about macros and micros. I thought it was so complicated, and I got to know this stuff for my personal trainer book, right? And it's like, oh, it's made up of three things: fats, protein, and carbohydrates. And I'm like, that's it. That's macros. That's the special formula to figuring our shit out, our stuff out. Like, oh, I feel so much better only in 2 weeks. And I already have seen a change. I know. Teresa is awesome. She checks in twice a week. She's always available. I can't say enough good things. And I know it's only been 2 weeks, but like, I'm all about like finding someone that you can trust and know has your best interests at heart. And then like, you're helping me change my life. But guess what the ripple effect is going to do? It's already the dynamic in my family, the conversations that we're having at meals, and like mindfulness for them too. And so you're doing that. You know what I mean? Like, through me, like, we're like the collaboration. Like, I know that I'm excited about it, but like, this stuff fires me up so big. And so I love how we approached it so gracefully. Like, this is the most graceful, and it's not a diet because it's definitely my lifestyle now. But like, if I were going to say, you know, before going into something nutrition wise, it was boom, change. Like, one day you're black, one day you're white. And that is, I fail because I'm overwhelmed. And I think that that is like 97% of most of the population's problem, that they don't try to do the 1%. Like, you don't, like, if you, like, for me specifically, I know I haven't gotten my goal, and I'm going to talk more about the way I feel, but my goal is 135 grams of protein per day. I have not hit that but one time in 2 weeks, and I'm so okay with it that it like surprises me because I'm getting at least 100 grams every single day. I haven't missed it one time. Before, I'm embarrassed to even say how many grams of protein I was going to get. And like, you asked a couple questions. So the first week, I always fluctuate. The first week I started CrossFit, the first week I started watching my protein, and the first week that I started hammering water. So those are the three biggest things that I've done since I started CrossFit in July. and I have not done them all at once. Like, I literally came to nutrition because I was like, I started like this. Okay, I'm going to go to CrossFit and make that part of my routine. And I go 4 days a week. And I added up my time that I'm at the gym the other day, and it feels like 5 minutes, but I think my average is like a little over 2 hours. I go back with my boys and do more mobility in the evenings. I do, you know, mobility before my workout, then I do my workout, then I do it after. Like, I love it. And mobility isn't just stretching out. There's accessory work in there. But anyways, tracking the time, like I'm starting to track. So I committed to going to the gym and putting that into my life. And that's my lifestyle now. Then, oh shit, you're supposed to get 120 ounces of water a day. Are you kidding me right now? I'll shoot for 80. Okay, I got 80. Okay, let's do 90. That's 3 water bottles a day. And since I started tracking with you, I haven't missed 120. So got the water down. Now I'm ready for nutrition. And like, starting out with just being mindful, like I started to say, you know, is one of the best approaches, which I think is, again, special to you. And then the mindset coaching that goes along with the nutrition, like every aspect is like, goals for me. Like, I'm ready to do this. Like, Teresa has inspired me. I can do it. She is a bad bitch. I am also. It's not that hard. And the app kind of does it for you. It's literally just thinking about what you're doing and keep being mindful, keeping an eye all day. And the biggest game changer for me was not that I needed to change up all of my diet. I only needed to add protein, honestly, like be mindful of the fats and carbs. But I wasn't doing that bad, right? Before, it's not like I ate McDonald's every day, all day, or Lay's potato chips. Like, you can't work out doing that shit. I mean, you can, but like, I have goals. Like, I already feel, you said, you know, maybe not yet, but your workout's going to be stronger. I immediately felt better. Like, my new mantra is water, protein, and rest. You want a life well? That's it. Water, protein, and rest. That is the key to life. Like, I don't even know what else. I don't know how. I don't remember life before 2 weeks ago because I'm like, I feel stronger. I feel more solid. I'm sleeping better. The water intake changed my sleep. Like I thought all these things were how I'm aging and my hormones and yada, yada, yada. But I didn't have my water intake down. I didn't have my protein. Like, there's so many ways that you can help yourself feel better if you just have the knowledge and put in the effort to make the choices. Like, it's not that hard to drink 2 protein shakes a day and get 80 grams of protein from 2 protein shakes. Okay, you don't love shakes? Drink 1 a day and then figure, eat a bar or something. You know what I mean? Now that I'm actually in that world, you know how you don't, like, you're like, oh, I'm gonna get a new car. And you're like, not that many people have blue cars. You get a blue car, every car you see is a blue car. Because I don't know why, but like, it's our limitations in our brain, right? Like, I literally thought, I'll never do CrossFit because I'm not capable of CrossFit. I'm a female and I don't lift and I love it. And I don't like my life before it was what, you know what I mean? Like, you know how we grow and change my point is we put limits on ourselves that don't need to be there, like get out of your head. And so the nutrition part always, because I was a fat girl or I had fat girl mentality, and no, I love myself, so I don't call myself fat girl anymore to anybody else watching, but it happens. And I just didn't think that I had it in me to do the nutrition stuff, the counting and all of it. And it's not that bad. And it, my sons, like we've got the, oh, I was going to say, it's not as hard as I think because I'm in that world now. Like, there are pre-made shakes that are delicious. Premier protein. It feels like a treat. The chocolate peanut butter shakes, I have to tell the boys 1 a day. Otherwise they like them. And I'm like, okay, too much protein, also not an amazing thing if you're not moving your body. Like, let's be smart. And then I'm not making potatoes and noodles nearly as much because they don't have the protein. Like, it's not worth it to me. I'm like, I'm going to be hungry in less than 40 minutes anyway. And I would rather be full and not have to figure anything out. So we're even, and we're all doing it together. I mean, the kids are the kids, and I'm definitely, they still had Mountain Dew yesterday. Not that I, listen, I don't know who's watching. So it's like, they still have treats and are like spoiled like kids. Like, I'm not trying to make them super like adult and follow this and macros and protein. I'm just educating them. I didn't have it. And I think that it makes a difference because they are drinking shakes. They call them smoothies. Hey, will you make me a smoothie? And I'm like real excited that that's what they consider a treat. When I got on the scale, I was kind of like, oh, we ate Italian on Friday. Like I say, I may or may not have saved some carbs because I knew I was going for Italian. And so I drank one shake. And anyways, I was really good. I even went over. I did. That was the one of the 2 days that I got over my 135. So much protein. But I thought I would be heavier this weekend because I missed my workout on Saturday. And, you know, I don't know. Like, I know I'm not going to lose it in a couple of days, but I also, like, miss it. And so when I got on the scale this morning and I was down almost 5 pounds, I was like, I didn't change anything. Like, all I did was add the start counting macros. And then my weight went up because of the protein and the stuff, and then adjusting. And then I even texted you on the app too, my stomach. I was like, why am I uncomfortable? What is happening? I did research on protein and how your body breaks down protein. And if you space it out longer, it feels better, right? And how most 90% of the population is lactose intolerant, and the proteins are mostly whey, and you know, the other ones are lactose. So learning, but I feel good. And literally, what did I change? I started hitting protein. So I'm like, wow, maybe this is what I was missing. And I'll like hit a new level, leaner, you know, I'm excited. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you got some value from this episode, would you do me a favor and leave a review? It will help me grow and connect with others, and we'll be able to collaborate and change the world together. You can also follow me and connect with me on my other socials, Jessica Baker Thompson on Facebook, at Rockstar Mindset JT on Instagram. So follow me in all the places. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Rockstar Mindset.